Today, the fight for cash just got terminally serious. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, despite cash being legal tender in Australia, surprisingly, it is legal for businesses to refuse to accept it, provided they inform consumers of their stance before, quote, any contract for the supply of goods or services is entered into. And in fact, the war on cash has taken an interesting turn, with the RBA being questioned by the Senate inquiry into regional bank branch closures and claiming the use of cash has fallen, but frankly, on thin and filtered evidence. While Armaguard, Australia's only cash-in-transit business, is facing the prospect of collapsing due to the claimed declined use of cash. The RBA, which regulates the payments industry and is responsible for printing money, is also involved in current crisis talks. And a social media campaign led by the Cash is King Facebook group is calling on Aussies to withdraw and use cash next Tuesday, April the 2nd, in protest against the shift to digital payments. The protest is aimed at showing Australian banks and retailers that there is indeed still demand for the use of cash in society. That is, if you can still find an ATM. Statistics from the Reserve Bank of Australia shows that in 2010, more than 60% of purchases were made with cash, compared with just 13% by 2022.
To the Reserve Bank, cash is legal tender. Isn't it part of a bank's social licence, a duty of a bank to provide access to legal tender?
Well, the banks obviously do provide cash services. The services they provide to their customers are in their own business models. The Reserve Bank doesn't have any mandate to legislate or to regulate access to cash services. That's really a matter for the banks and for providing those services to their customers. So banks will usually provide the services their customers look to access, and as long as customers want to access cash services, banks should provide it.
So I would have imagined that, and I'm not experienced in your area, but I would have imagined that as part of being a bank, it would have been a requirement to be able to provide legal tender cash. Not correct?
Well, there's no obligation to provide legal tender services that I'm aware of from the banks, but I'm not an expert in that space. But certainly the position that we see is that the Australian public, many members of the Australian public, still want to use cash as a means of payment, and they access that cash from their banks. So the consumers still want to use cash, although a much smaller proportion of consumers wish to use cash, but there are still consumers who do use it and do need to use it. And so if that is a product that the banks need to provide to their consumers because the consumers demand access to it.
Okay, I would have thought it was a responsibility, almost a condition of having a banking licence. But let's continue. In your submission, you state, quote, the cash share of payments by consumers in regional areas fell from 35% in 2019 to 14% in 2022. What is your measure used for cash share, please, since the Reserve Bank isn't notified when someone buys a cup of coffee at a cafe with cash, for instance? How did you arrive at these figures?
I might hand that to my colleague.
I believe the numbers that you're talking about are most likely come from our consumer payment survey, which is something that the Reserve Bank does every 3 years, where it asks people to essentially fill in a diary of every payment that they make over the course of a week. So we have quite detailed information spread across different demographics and different locations of how people are making their payments. I don't have those precise figures in front of me, but when we're talking about the cash share of payments, then most often we're referring to the results of that consumer payment survey.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. Could we get those figures on notice, please?
Yeah, of course. The numbers that I do have in front of me are that the cash share of payments in 2022 was a little under 10% for people living in regional and remote areas. And actually what the 2022 survey showed, that that wasn't all that different from people living in the major cities. But that's not to say that some people don't use cash much more intensively, including in those regional and remote areas.
And it doesn't show the severity of not being able to access cash. For some people, it is crucial because they do everything in cash.
Yes, that's right. And one thing that we do from the consumer payment survey is you can classify people into how intensively they use cash. And what that shows is that something like 1 in 20 people during that survey week use cash for all their in-person payments. And it does show that certain demographic groups tend to use cash a lot more intensively than others, even though those shares have been declining over time.
Okay, thank you. The evidence is clear from previous hearings of this committee that banks are trying to drive down the use of cash, destroy the use of cash. That's quite clear. Cash could be circulating more than you state without your knowledge. Does this figure provide air cover for the bank's war on cash without having solid basis, in fact, apart from a survey?
I can't comment on the issue of whether it's providing cover for the banks, but what I can say is that the survey is designed to be very comprehensive. It's the best measure of cash use that we have. It surveys a significant number of people, and a lot of effort by the survey firm goes into making sure that it's representative of the Australian population, so we do have a reasonably good picture, a good snapshot at a particular point in time of how people are using cash across the economy.
Now, I understand, just as a side point, that the Reserve Bank of Australia has done work on establishing a digital currency. That's correct, right?
Well, we are, like many central banks around the world, we are doing some experiments and some analysis of a digital currency, but we have not, we're still working through that, and there are no direct plans to establish a digital currency.
Okay, thank you. Let's get back to the cash figures. A merchant who can't deposit cash in their bank because the bank has been closed, and who can't deposit in an ATM because their ATM has been ripped out, is not going to accept cash they can't bank, can't use to pay to suppliers, insurance, advertising and rent. Isn't it true regional merchants are no longer accepting cash because they can't use that cash in their businesses?
I think what I might speak to there, Senator, is the analysis that we do, which I believe some of might have been in our previous submission, which is that our overall assessment is that access to cash in terms of the distance that people have to travel for withdrawal and deposit services hasn't changed a great deal in recent years. The nature of those services may have changed, though. If a bank branch is closed, people may have to either travel a little bit further to access full branch-style services or switch to an alternative source of cash access. And, you know, I think it is a reasonable to say that the elements of what you can call the cash cycle are interrelated. Cash use, cash access, and cash acceptance are all, I guess, pieces of the total cash use puzzle.
Thank you. That's a very important point you've made, because if the banks want to drive people off cash so they can get access, so they can get fees and greater income from handling digital transactions, then they can use what you just said.
I can't really speak to the motivations of the bank, but I think it's reasonable to suggest that there's different elements of the cash use cycle that are related, and we've published some analysis on the different elements of the cash use cycle in one of our bulletin articles, which I'd be happy to provide to the committee if that's of interest.
Thank you. Let's get back to the alternative sources of cash other than bank in some towns. Isn't it true that post offices have a role to play in providing cash, but they are not banks? They do not have after-hours ATMs when most people take out money?
I think in the analysis that I referred to a moment ago, talking about the distance to cash access points, one of the reasons that the distance most people have to travel on average, I don't say on average, it's different the further remote you go. One of the reasons though why that hasn't changed a great deal in recent years is because of the strong geographic coverage of alternative points like bank post outlets. And you know, I think it is a relevant question of whether those offer, you know, full branch services, and I think I definitely think that's a relevant question. Those alternative means of accessing cash that I mentioned a moment ago, they might not be perfect substitutes for full banking services, for example.
So there is a need for potentially post office or a postal bank or a people's bank to have greater role than they do right now to provide full banking services potentially. Now, I'll get on to something else. There's a massive gap between the amount of cash in the economy and the amount accepted as being used for cash payments. The difference is apparently officially dismissed as hoarding of cash or due to hoarding of cash. What proof can you offer to show cash is being hoarded rather than cash payments simply being understated?
Shall I answer that one?
Well, perhaps as my colleague has disclosed, we use our consumer payments survey to show us the number of payments that are being used typically in cash. So that gives us an indication, and we've had a history of using that data. So we do know that cash payments have fallen. And again, there will be separate individual circumstances, but as a general trend, we know cash has fallen. We can compare that with the amount of cash on issue. And as we bring those two concepts together, we can see that cash payments are falling based on our survey data and also based on discussions that we have with industry members such as retailers and banks. And then when we compare the amount of cash on issue, which is actually quite high, those two concepts brought together suggest to us that there are consumers who have accumulated cash and they are keeping it for reasons of their own, which is referred to typically as hoarding.
Okay. When was the last survey? Sorry. What was it?
Can I ask a follow-up question? Senator Brockman, just a follow-up question on that. I mean, the difference that Senator Roberts is asking about there, though, is quite, you know, enormous. I mean, I think there was over $100 billion of cash in circulation, and yet, you know, the amount, and that went up by 7% odd in the 22 financial year, and yet the amount of cash that's being used in your assessment of the economy is relatively small and declining. I mean, it's an extraordinary statement, you know, I think, from the Reserve Bank to say that percentage of $100 billion is being hoarded. I mean, surely there's got to be other explanations.
I was just going to expand a little bit, if I could, on some of those statistics. So some research that our colleagues did, which was published in January, showed that suggested that using a variety of methods, up to 80% of the stock of banknotes in circulation were used for hoarding purposes or non-transactional purposes, and cash, as well as transactions, cash is used for people value holding cash for precautionary purposes, natural disasters, for example, or when electronic payment systems aren't operational. We know that people hold cash as what you might call a store of wealth. And one thing we observed, which I think you referred to, is that during times of uncertainty, what we see in the data is that demand for the high denomination banknotes, the 50s and 100s, which are typically used less for transaction, demand for those denominations does tend to spike quite sharply, as it did in COVID and before that, the GFC and those types of times where there's a general sense of uncertainty. People do value holding cash more than they otherwise would.
I mean, I accept that, but I still think that, you know, $80 billion, which is effectively you're saying is sitting in the economy as dead money, seems like a huge amount, but I'll hand back to Senator Roberts.
Thank you, Senator Brockman. When was the last survey done on cash? What was the date?
The last consumer payments survey was done in 2022, I believe late 2022, around sort of October, November time.
Thank you. We've heard from constituents and social media and other sources that many more people are now using cash because of this, what happened during the COVID mismanagement, threatening the use of cash in the future, withdrawing the use of cash because of the digital identity bill that's coming up before the Senate day after tomorrow, other forms of control that are being set up for that some people fear, including myself, that the, watching the bank's behaviour, fearing of driving out cash and ending cash and converting totally to digital. When was the last survey? Because we've heard a lot of people saying they have now started using cash much more. Sorry, in the last 2 years. Is that plausible? Because that you don't know of the latest uptick in cash?
What we can see in the data that we have available to us since that survey was done in 2022, which is other relatively higher frequency data on things like ATM withdrawals, which seems to have stabilised somewhat in the last couple of years. So what we saw in the consumer payment surveys in 2022, there was a very significant step down in the use of cash since the previous survey was done in 2019, which covers the COVID pandemic period. So there was a step down in the use of cash for everyday payments during that period. But what we can tell from the more recent data, which isn't that type of survey evidence, is that the use of cash for transactions does seem to have stabilised somewhat, or it hasn't continued that very sharp downward trend, as best we can tell from the aggregate data.
Thank you. I forgot about the COVID example where many people did use digital payment. My last question, did the Reserve Bank set up a roundtable regarding cash handling, and can you tell me who was at the table, please?
The Reserve Bank did host a roundtable at the end of October last year. The attendees were, I can send you the specific attendees on notice, but broadly speaking, there was the Governor, there were representatives from the major banks and from Armaguard, and Treasury was also present as observers.
So there were no smaller cash handling companies like Commander, for example, and other companies?
The purpose of the roundtable was really to gather industry participants to discuss the fragility of the wholesale banknote distribution cycle, and that is the part of the cash cycle between ourselves as the sole issuer of banknotes and the banknote distribution framework participants, which are essentially the major banks. We were discussing that leg of the cash cycle, and that involves those parties who were present at the table.
But the volume of all transactions has risen significantly, so percentages are misleading. And in fact, the survey they use is very small and out of date. There is indeed more cash out there now than ever, despite bank branch closures and the removals of ATMs. And in fact, the evidence from the RBA given on cash in the Senate inquiry showed the gap in logic between the RBA as the supplier of banknotes wholesale, while the commercial banks are, well, sort of responsible for their distribution. And yes, those are the very same banks who claim that cash transactions are waning when evidence on the ground post-COVID says the opposite. The RBA appears to be peddling the same rubbish as the Australian Bankers Association, but banks, of course, are driven by their profit-at-all-cost motives and ignore their social licence despite the massive taxpayer supports the industry receives. And while the distribution of cash through the network is facilitated by Armaguard, its owner, Lintfox, has only guaranteed that the company will survive until Wednesday, April the 3rd, and this prompted supermarket giant Coles to pause all Armaguard delivery services until February, April the 5th, amid concerns its cash might be stuck on Armaguard trucks should the company enter administration. As a result, Coles staff at one stage warned that they may have to temporarily convert to card-only sales over the Easter weekend. And in recent years, a number of Australian businesses have gone cash-free For example, last September, Macquarie Bank announced that it would phase out cash from its branches during 2024, while other banks have copped criticism for making some branches cashless and discouraging deposits or withdrawals of cash in other branches. And fast food chains such as Nando's phased out cash in 2020, that was around COVID time, of course, while a number of KFC restaurants are also now cashless, along with big entertainment venues such as the MCG, SCG and Sydney's Alliance Stadium. And even the tourist destination of Hamilton Island is entirely cash-free, with no bars, restaurants, shops or attractions taking cash at all. And of course, there's the story of the independent Queensland MP Bob Catter, who was knocked back by the Parliament House staff dining room in February this year after trying to pay for his meal with a $50 note. You guessed it, Parliament House has gone cashless, along with many state government agencies across the country. But the use of cash must be preserved as a legal right. And if the commercial banks don't want to play ball, then we need a national network of a public bank, perhaps under Australia Post, to continue to provide access to cash and other on-the-ground banking services. The alternative is that people will be forced to use digital services where they can access online networks or be left unable to transact at all. And those who advocate for the complete digitalisation of payments should reflect on my recent show, where I discussed the rise of digital tyranny, as exemplified by the Senate's positive recommendation for the implementation of the digital ID. Just as central bank digital currencies are emerging to provide potentially greater control of our finances by the state. So action on Tuesday to grab some cash could be an important step on the road to saving cash for all Australians who want to use it, despite pressure from the government, who is responding to huge pressure from the commercial banks. And this in turn puts massive pressure on the current Senate review, who, by the way, is scheduled to hold one more community hearing on Bribie Island on April the 16th. So the question now is, will the committee, who has laid bare the issues of branch closures and the removal of cash, come good, or will they hook their final report like the earlier Royal Commission inquiry into financial services did, which exposed major issues through their hearings, only to turn to water in their final report and recommendations, which, by the way, allowed the banks to behave business as usual. So now all eyes will be on the Senate, and the battle for cash is rising to a new and important tempo. So use cash on Tuesday. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.